in many ways, you are in a transitional time. And transitional times can be very challenging. When you make a plan and you feel a line of energy that is straight ahead and uninterfered with, that is the easiest way to feel what you are creating. In a transitional time, no matter what is causing the transition, that is far more challenging. For starters, there are no straight lines. Transitional times are both fluid and uneven. And it is difficult to find your place in the middle of them and feel your own power. It does not mean that you cannot create things, but it does mean that you do not have a supporting energy that is very helpful in all of that, because there is so much disarray. And and of course, in this particular time, there is so much evil in that disarray. So the ability to pull yourself above what that is and to find yourself on a higher plane and to deal with yourself from that perspective, not from this perspective, but from the perspective above, where you are the important thing, because you are a being with a soul, and that soul is eternal. So we want to have some respect for your ongoingness, shall we say. And whatever may be going on, it is not, it does not have ongoingness. It will change, it will change shape, some of it will be destroyed. It is the nature of the world. You, however, go on. You are ongoing. And so in this time, when you are pulling yourself above what is happening in the world and what is happening in what you are seeing around you, begin with respect for who you are, for how you were created, for the many lifetimes you have lived already, and for the lifetime you are dealing with now. And we begin with respect. When you begin with respect, then we are able to give you answers that perhaps you were not able to get before. But when you come to a creative plateau and it is about you, and you turn on yourself with doubt or with criticism, we are unable to help, because those things are byproducts of fear. They are narrow and they close doors. They do not open them. So in this time of creation, let us also make it a time of healing. No one is exactly where they want to be in this kind of time. And that is, how do we say it, is natural, given the nature of what is going on. But let us not then turn against ourselves. Let us not be impatient with our path or angry about our path, because that does not respect who you really are. And it does not respect the power of the universe to walk with you, to clear your path, and to show you where you need to be. And this confusion exists for many people. It is an old patriarchal curse. If I am only critical of myself, if I simply look into all the things that I have done wrong, then I will be able to see. But you will not, because that very action is going to prevent you both from seeing and knowing. So you must return to a place of love and acceptance and an understanding of your ongoingness, and patience and kindness, and that is what will open you to the universe. So easy, we understand how easy it is to become resentful because things are not forming up in the way perhaps you thought they should. But that is a human challenge, making a decision about how your path is going to go, because you cannot do that. You can certainly say, these are the things I want to create, these are the things I love, these are the things I want to do, but you do not control the way all of that happens. That is in the hands of the universe. So, particularly during these troubling times, we would like to encourage you not to turn on your ongoing self with negativity or with limitation, with either of those. And that is what we want you to remember. So, if you will begin to breathe deeply and easily. Open the crown and receive the energy of the sun. Flow that energy to the left and let it find you again. And fill with the energy of the sky. Flow that energy to the right. Let it fill you and find you again. And feel the energy of peace all around you. And breathe that peace into every part of yourself. A physical thing, an emotional thing, all those things that need peace, breathe that peace in now. Feel an energy, a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your body, and feel it moving up through each chakra center, washing that chakra clean of anything that might have got on it. So you are moving up and cleansing as you move. And feel your energy come to your crown and move up. Lighter, feel yourself lighter. And as you move higher, be aware of the night sky and the wind that blows, and the perfect placement of the lights in the sky. And as you rise, see a path that opens for you, and see that there are doors, and consciously open the doors and step onto the path that has been prepared for you. And feel that path move you upward, gently, knowing that the air is full of blessing, and they are all for you. And move yourself to the place where your teacher waits. take this time and spend it with your teacher. Receive your teacher's blessing. And let the teacher give you a gift. Thank you, teacher, for being here with you. And allow your energy to rise and enter the night sky. And allow your energy to know freedom. And stop and admire the perfect balance of the universe and know that you are a part of that balance. Come back to the room where you are meeting and be above the circle. And as a service, find a gift for those who sit with you in the circle. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,